This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, man.
Hello, Whitey.
And headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. Well, researchers in China, they came up with a new thing. A new way to treat sinus infections. But it could be interesting. It could be a little risky.
It's going to put some kind of bug up your nose and it eats all the snot out.
You're on to something. Well, maybe they've tested it on animals and not people.
They say it works in the headlines.
In animals. Instead of antibiotics, they shoot a swarm of microscopic robots into your nose.
You say anti.
God bless. I was close. That's like... I'll never forget. First off, they wouldn't have allowed a man to do it. But Katie Couric's colonoscopy or whatever.
Oh, we got one of her machines downstairs.
The fact, as a Couric, not a Katie Couric. It's cute, though. But look at the butt on that woman. Good Lord. Sorry, distracted by TV. So.
God dang, that's.
I can't not look at it. I have to turn away. It's something else there. Sorry, I'm totally distracted by the butt.
I know what you're talking when she had her colonoscopy on TV.
But the fact that I was amazed that there was a little, and think about how tech has progressed. Like now you can literally swallow a pill that is a camera.
Yep.
And that you will pass and they can go back and watch.
But you can't.
I want one. Like I want to do that just for fun.
You can't trust China with this stuff.
Would you not go to your local Best Buy and buy like colonoscopy cam? And it's like a pill you take, and then you bring the family in the living room, and y'all watch the fun little journey.
No, I wouldn't watch it with the family.
Well, you know what? You're not on good terms with yours.
Okay,
no,
let me ask you. I am.
I'm messing. Come on.
But, okay, listen. Do you have to fish it out of the toilet? Do you have to pass it yourself?
Well, you have to pass it yourself, but
because
like
I'm not scooping my toilet for a camera that I hand to somebody else.
Well, you'll know
first
where it's
off,
at.
If you could pass a real camera, maybe you're right to do the metal birds.
If you're following the camera on video while it's going through your person,
yeah,
you'll know exactly where it is in the toilet, so you don't have to go looking for it.
That's true. You just find my colonoscopypill.com.
Yep. You register it, you eat it, eat the pill.
What would you do if you're watching it?
Be great if you had it, like when it's in your system before your body metabolizes it and it just dissolves healthily, you know.
What if dad goes over to his friend's house and all of a sudden you're watching the little pill move, and all of a sudden the pill starts to get poked the other direction?
What is he going? Why is the pill?
Because he went over to his friend's house.
The pill is
dad's gone. Friend that he goes up to the mountain with?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Suddenly the pill starts taking a back road.
Magically going back. Is going up into the large intestine.
I know. Good Lord, Paige. Talk about get up in them guts.
The fishing line never touched the water.
It never touched the water.
Oh,
It's not like Alma getting on the end of Stillmore.
I love Sly.
Because he was taking Jack Twist up the mountain.
Remember who I watched that movie with?
No.
Hey, baby.
Oh, I had God.
Neither one of us knew what we were about to watch. I just...
It gets rough from the beginning.
Got a house it wasn't ready to move into, and I lived with her for approximately 1 week. And we just started... Oh, what, mountain movie. I like... what's his name? Oh, Joker. Heath Ledger.
Oh, yeah.
I like Heath Ledger. He's fun. Let's watch this. And they're best friends. They're going on a mountain trip together. Oh, they had no clue.
When could you tell in the tent like it was starting to go down?
I made a remark early on. I said, I thought that the wife was, I thought it was going to be she's going off while he goes up the Brokeback Mountain. She's laying down with a woman.
Oh, Alma?
Yeah. I thought that's because she had like
she had
thick
husband.
Eyebrows. She had showed tendencies to me. And it's a look. And then suddenly I just remember it wasn't stop it or whatever. We were both just like, what the heck? Because it would have been heck. She wouldn't have said hell.
I feel like you would have fast-forwarded through most of that, right? Because
that makes it look more aggressive then.
It got pretty violent.
What was very passionate and soft gay sex turns into...
No, thank you.
Man, that's a tough ending to watch. It really is a great movie.
Yeah, it was kind of a sad ending, you know, oddly enough.
Yeah, they were great friends. And then some.
Yeah. That's why I don't have close friends. I don't want people to think we're having butt sex together.
Smart.
True story. Okay.
That's why
everybody at a certain length away.
That's why I don't go to the mountains or hike.
Yeah. That's why Paige has a mountain house.
You're safe in the mountains, trust
Only
me.
Only her and the cougar girls go there. Okay.
Husbands are allowed. Boyfriends are allowed.
Y'all sitting there laying in the floor scissoring. Looks like y'all doing exercises.
I know.
It's leg day. Why is y'all got one? Are y'all rockets stuck frozen in time? Well, you've all got one leg in there.
Like you scissoring to the oldies.
Oh, God. I don't think so.
Clapping to the oldies.
I love those girls, but I'm not getting intimate
flapping
with them.
Flapping and clapping to the oldies.
Flapping and clapping.
You know, and I thought of that. I honestly think that men are gay by nature.
Because, I do disagree.
Because if you were on a deserted island, the two of you, you would be doing it.
You say that once a quarter.
I know it. I know you would.
I know not.
But I have been.
Unless the pirates cut our hands off, I will.
But I have been up in the mountains for weeks. With my girlfriends, you know, and nothing ever happens.
I thought Susan Powder was a dude until I heard my dad make jokes about her. I'm like, oh, okay, that's a woman. Because she looked very dudeish in the 90s.
She, the exercise guru lady? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, short hair.
Short hair.
See, I thought at first that she was going through, like, you know, some kind of...
Something.
Yeah.
Because she looked like an American gladiator. But she was just a real in-shape
lesbian. Did you ever do her aerobics tape or...
No, but I would see it a lot. But and for some reason, she faded, and then Billy Blanks came on the scene.
Oh, yeah.
With Tybo.
You know, he's got a junior doing it now.
Really?
Yeah, that's how old we've gotten. Not only do you make the things about Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and
Bo Bichette.
Prince Fielder Jr. and Bo Bichette, but now he's literally Billy Blanks Jr.
God, and you can watch Jane Fonda on Tubi and Pluto, I think.
I watched Peter her Fonda
exercise
workout.
Videos.
Not Jane.
I was fond of Peter.
What was the damn joke?
I don't know. Was it Holden?
Holden Peters.
Holden Fonda.
God dang it. What was the joke?
Fonda Peters.
There's only two jokes I remember. The chili joke, and I can't even damn remember the other one
now. Five penises.
Nah, it wasn't
pants
that
for
one.
Like a glove.
It was along the lines of the chili joke. It was not as good as the chili joke. That one's still hard to top.
Yeah. It's a more aggressive, roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Oh, boy. So nanobots could be a thing, nanobot technology.
Nanobot.
These microbots that go in your nose and clean away the bacteria instead of taking drugs. And they're small.
But in
they're
the
teeny,
movies.
Very, very teeny tiny.
And the little alien whatevers or whatever get into us. They were little tiny little robot spiders. Remember they crawled up everyone's noses and infiltrated their brains.
But how would it know to stop and not eat away at your brain?
I don't think it does. It's not programmed to.
So I don't want to do anything that would cause me adverse effects.
Well, luckily with yours, it wouldn't have much to eat.
Probably true. I'm so dumb.
Yeah, we're all fun friends here.
Probably
at
true.
Least while we're on the grounds of the work.
I'm telling you, you know, it's like
I love you now more than I ever have, fat boy.
True. I see, proving my point that you are lovers, and if you got deserted on an island.
How can we be lovers if we can't be friends?
No, but you share about them together, and you end up sharing a bed. I know you would. I know you would.
Last time we were in a bedroom together, a hotel room together, we had twin beds. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but it'd be pushed to one.
We also created TikTok. We started making those videos that night, and suddenly, you go jump on the bed, and suddenly you pause it, and the person, and then you make it look like they jumped in the bed and disappeared. We did it that night.
We really did.
15 years ago.
You're so fun.
We're innovators.
You are.
We couldn't go anywhere.
I remember the pictures that were taken with you, too. They weren't.
Actually, we're more not innovators, but big van-vaders is more of what we are.
You got you got the suffix, right?
Yeah.
We're some aiders, all right?
You are vaders.
I'm not saying what else happened in that hotel room.
All right. Well, I'm Paige, and there's your Ice Guys headlines.
Thank you. That's why. Yeah.
Man.
That's why Mark's like, I'll come pick you guys up. Like, you're going to mess up our thing, Mark.
They won't offer anymore.
Yeah. I don't want to interrupt anything.
So, yeah.
No, I've never. I mean, I've seen Fat Boy naked, but only in a photo that he sent me. He sent all of us.
We've all seen Fat Boy naked.
I'm glad because it's like helped your career and blah, blah, blah. But like, boy, used to be a wild drinker, Fat Boy.
God.
To the point where he got, and I still don't know who took the picture, but Fat Boy was
in the bathtub,
completely naked, in 4-point stance.
I have
sent it to the group text.
Well, you know what? That was, and that's when I thought that I had to be authentic to Fat Boy. That since I sent out his pictures, I had to send him the penis pictures that I got back because the guys would send me.
You sent out the nude he sent you.
They asked for that nude.
I think I made my son take that picture, actually.
God bless, dude. That was 15 years ago. How old is he right now?
He'll be 21 in September.
Jesus.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Incredible. So I was just in my mind just sitting there going, what is going on this call? Same with that. Can we isolate that? Or you already have?
We got it. We got a little clip for you.
Okay, this is not in a poking kind of way. This is just kind of a reanalyzation of what we just heard.
Well, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Paige, how you doing?
I'm a lot better now, thank you.
Yeah, she got that out. She feels a lot better.
Thank you. You little bitch. I didn't say a word. How's it going? Damn it. I'm doing
a thing on the road, man.
I'm doing
So, I mean, yeah, can you do it on like a pause kind of thing where we can?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Just tell me when you want to pause.
What sound should I make when I want
to? Or you pause? Just point to me?
Well, people can't hear that though.
They'll hear the pause. You'll have to say pause.
I'll say pause.
Okay.
Okay. Go.
Well, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Paige, how you doing?
I'm a lot better now, thank you.
Yeah, she got that out. She feels a lot better.
Thank you. You little bitch. I didn't say a word.
Pause.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So that's where the three things come from. You'll hear mom in a minute, but so far we've heard someone say good morning in a very pleasant way.
Yep.
And then very quickly, almost realizing they were not a gentleman to say hello to the lady first. Very quick. Oh, and good morning to you as well, Paige. And then a quick UGDB.
Just a 180.
And then I didn't say anything. Same person talking. I didn't say anything. That's what he literally just said. Yep. And then unpause.
How's it going, damn it? I'm doing
thing on the road, man. He also just asked himself a question. How are you doing? I'm doing fine.
I'm doing fine.
Well, like I'm not poking. I'm just wondering. I'm just like
maybe nerves got the best of him calling.
That's probably what it is. I for prank calls do I ever call radio shows, and I don't do that anymore.
A little sarcastic at times.
Well, certainly, but
not me, but you are.
You wouldn't know sarcasm if it was a mole on your butt
not,
right now.
I'm not
or if it
at
got
all.
One of your boobs in a headlock with both arms
oh,
and almost
gosh.
Got around it.
Looking like the cover of the Corsican twins damn movie poster. Don't you get me.
Eating doo doo for breakfast.
I was taking up for you.
Thank you.
I was more mad, honestly, that he was calling
was
you
shocked.
The GDB than he was calling his mom the GDB.
I mean, I've earned that title a few times.
No.
She wears it with pride.
A few women have, but you're not one of them.
No.
I seem to think I'm nicer than most. I put up with a lot.
Can I hear it again?
Let's hear it again.
As long as everyone agrees, this is not, because I'm very particular about this. I quit following Britney Spears on Instagram because I started feeling indifferent, like.
Feeling like I shouldn't be watching that.
Yeah, like I felt like something's up. I shouldn't have access to it. But so I don't want to self-analyze or even say there's something going on that's not, but that was so striking.
Yep.
To me, and I'm not going to be mean about it, I just feel like there's...
Unpause.
Well, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Paige, how you doing?
I'm a lot better now, thank you.
Yeah, she got that out. She feels a lot better.
Thank you. You little bitch. I didn't say a word. How's it going, damn it? I'm doing a
thing on the road, man.
Can I get that on the cab? How you doing, damn it?
That was two questions between two different people.
Wow.
So I'm wondering, was it nerves?
He probably. Know.
You want some?
Look at that text. Here he goes again. Matt Man's overthinking. It's interesting though, right? Like.
Yes, it is.
It was okay. Good. I sometimes feel like I'm on an island. Sometimes not one where Epstein's at.
Oh yeah.
I meant like one where I'm all alone.
Yeah, check the logs.
Me and my volleyball.
Do you know I'm looking at the text messages and people want us to call him back?
We don't have.
they want more of that.
We only
guy.
Screen shoot celebrities'
we
phone
need
numbers.
Answers.
He's got to get his own phone number. Do you want to hear from another female? Point of view,
yeah.
In this whole situation,
yeah.
Not just any female.
Edith.
Hey, Edith.
Oh.
Hey.
Hey, lady.
How are you?
How y'all doing?
Doing wonderful.
Great.
Hey, can I ask you to turn down that radio? The voice sounds very sexual and genuine. And a slight autistic.
Yeah, that pesky radio.
No, it's weird. Nice. It's like if
echo.
They feel like you turned it up, Edith.
I think you did.
I got it turned down.
I don't think you do.
I feel like you're right up at it, like you're right in front of it, maybe. Mm.
Are you in?
Across the room.
Yeah. What do you think about Michael? Well, he talked to his mom. He talked to his mom that way, Edith.
No. Mm. That's what's wrong with society today, is that the kids overrun the parents and they say things that they shouldn't say to the parents, and they'll regret it when the parents are gone.
Oh, amen. Yeah,
that's a good thing to say.
Amen.
He's living at home still.
I tell you, I found, and I was thinking at some point I would share this, but I was like, I don't want to just bring it up, but this is a point that I'd like to bring. I found a letter that my mother had written to me and never gave to me.
Oh my
God. How old was it, do you know?
Yep.
Fairly, and this is sad, but I could tell by the handwriting it was probably within the last year or so. And she never gave it to me, though. But me and my sister, we were over at the house one day. We found it together. So I was like, I'm glad we found this together. But it said, Matthew, I love it. I'm paraphrasing. Matthew, I love and appreciate you. I want you to know that I don't want to ever be a burden to you and your family.
Oh,
and it
gosh.
Wasn't a woe is me thing. It was really like from the heart. Like, I don't want you to think I'm ever a burden, that you have to stop and do all these things for me. And I was like, I'm glad she didn't ever give it to me in a sense, but I also hated that she thought she ever was. Like, that really is puzzling to me.
Hey, you don't want to read that, but you already read it.
Yeah. Well, I saved it, too. I put it in a little Lucite little holder. I was a reminder. That's a reminder to every day. If you say, I'll call them tomorrow, I'll do this tomorrow.
Yeah.
You are not guaranteed tomorrow. Edith,
exactly.
Over to you.
Yeah. That's exactly right. You know, I'm thankful, and people need to stop and realize that it's a blessing when you wake up and you open your eyes and you're still alive.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a blessing.
Yeah, especially when you're almost 400 pounds.
Oh, bless you.
Well,
he's the king, though.
I used to be 440.
What?
No.
See, it just happens every time. Like, we got no time, but you always find out something about Edith.
You're amazing.
Edith.
I lost it. I lost every bit of it. I'm down to 180.
What'd you do to lose the weight?
Oh, my God.
I had a bulldog, or a boxer bulldog, that I walked 3 miles a day, every day, for 6 months, and I lost all the weight.
Good for you.
So you got to change the diet, too, right? Like, stuff you could
get. Nope. I didn't change anything that I ate or how I ate.
So was it the truck? Because you, for those who don't know, you've told us you were a truck. I need to say female truck driver. Why? You were a truck driver for many, many years. And, you know, the old jokes about a truck driver's ass, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, it makes you probably eat poor food choices. And also you're not very active because you're
sitting.
Unless you got to feel and do your own truck.
Yeah.
Most of you, the big haulers, you don't. But you think that attributed to the gaining of weight?
Oh, that and just you're on the road, you're lonely, and you eat out of loneliness. Yeah.
Are you a tall woman by chance?
I used to be 5'10 and a half. Now I'm down to 5'8 because of the 13 back surgeries. But
oh, bless you.
Gee, 13?
You've been through it, huh?
Can you do any kind of weird oral stuff now since you've had so many vertebrae removed?
No.
Okay, well, I know what happens when you take a couple ribs out.
I see what you're saying.
God. Well,
I was the first recipient in Chattanooga to receive the bone growth cement into my spine.
You're like part plant?
No, it's I'm part cement, I guess.
Does it feel better?
Part cement.
Does it feel better?
I'm not supposed to be walking. It's by the grace of God that I walk every day.
I'm
I don't
so
want
blessed.
To walk.
Is that bulldog still with you?
No. No. I was taking care of it for a friend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have a box of good dogs.
I've got 6 fur babies that live with me, so.
Yeah, that bulldog saved your life.
Yeah, I mean, it really did. Like, somebody needed you to help them with their dog, and they ended up helping you lose, 200-plus pounds. Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I'd like to buy the rights to your book.
I know.
How I lost 250 pounds by walking a friend's dog. And
how the hell did you do the math that fast?
I don't know. I really couldn't. I couldn't say. I know that I did it for 6 months and had it on the calendar.
Wow.
And I know I walked 3 miles a day, three times a day, excuse me. I didn't let y'all know. It was three times a day that I took him for a walk.
9 miles
a day? That doggy loved you.
Yeah, but still, like, I mean, I bet you, being in a sexually aggressive right now, but I bet them thighs are real nice, right?
Got some good looking legs.
Yeah. The legs, yes. I will agree on that.
See, that's my problem. I do a lot of hiking and walking and stuff, but my damn arms suck.
The
underhang, I hate it.
You got the wings.
I got muscles when I flex it, but it's the underhang. It's like another bicep hangs down.
Yeah,
I hate it.
Yep, you're flying away.
I got to start flapping my wings when I run. Oh, that's exactly what it is, Edith.
Meat flaps.
You gross, Paige. Edith, I'm sorry Paige said something sexually aggressive. You're always entertaining and fun. You should call all the time, okay?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it is time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on the day. My mom and daddy's wedding and their anniversary. Shoot. June 27th. Happy birthday.
Or suck it. Start with this fellow.
Walking Dead.
Oh,
yeah.
Coral. Dead. Is it Carl?
It is Carl's birthday.
No way.
Chandler Riggs.
Well, he got a couple hundred bucks from me for my kid to meet him that time. So I kind of resentful of him in a way.
That was going to be the clue. Like, you met this fella.
Oh, well.
He was a boy at the time.
Yeah, here's the thing. Let me.
Was he nice?
Give a little. Yeah, I mean, hell. Wouldn't you be for 2 minutes to get a couple hundred bucks? I was thinking, like, we go through seasons in our lives. Like, what you liked when you were 5 years. Obviously, you're not into toys. Many of you still are, but. My point is, like, what you're into right now, you're not going to be in the future. So I look back and I think about paying that money for my daughter to meet Chandler Riggs and get the autograph or whatever. The fact that's not even in her wheelhouse now. Like, she doesn't care. Right. She's like, he got older and he's not as cute anymore.
I don't know what he does now.
I don't know that he does anything. But then my grandson, Jasper, not Teddy, but Jasper, loved Blippi. And again, Daddy Warbucks decided to pay the VIP ticket to go see Blippi and meet him on stage take a picture and everything. Now, I said, because he's into Spidey and Incredible Hulk and everything, I was like, do you ever watch Blippi anymore? And he's like, no. And I said, do you remember when you met Blippi that time? And he doesn't.
He said no.
Oh, I can see that. But what did he get signed? Like a slick or whatever?
He didn't. Blippi got no autograph.
Oh, okay.
It was just a photo with him and Condola or
what
whatever.
What did Carl sign? Did he sign a slick?
She got a cool one of those cards that has like a piece of the wardrobe embedded into it. She got that signed.
Oh, wow. Him. That's really cool.
Yeah, but I mean, there's no return on investment on that.
Old Riggs.
Yeah. Let's say that dude is 27.
Okay, I'll say 26.
He is 26 years old. Old Chandler. We'll keep it going for I don't know the theme song if they had one, but half of Drake and Josh, Drake Bell.
Yeah, they had a theme song. I mean, God.
Really?
Was it good?
I mean, not enough for me to remember now, but I remember all those Nickelodeon shows had like fun little theme songs to them.
Did we meet him? He was here a couple times when he started doing music.
He was at B, but yeah. I didn't go seek him out. I never did. I wouldn't want them to. Like, if we had some, you know, Gunta was in here, or, Gunta. You know, I know we're going to have, well, I was about to say, we're going to have a big guest in December. If they came in here on that, I'd be like, oh, what are you doing?
When the Offspring was here, a lot of people wanted to come in, P1 Lounge.
Yeah, that was fun.
Drake Bell.
Drake Bell is, God, he's got to be... 40 what?
42.
40. I have not guessed yet. Like a woman interrupting. 45 for alternate Michael Jordan.
Hmm. What if he owns the Liberty Bell, the restaurant, not the actual bell?
Hmm. I think that's the people on that place.
He's 39 since.
She guessed.
Well, did she?
Yeah.
Well, it don't count if she went first.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I didn't get it anyways. Grumpy old man.
For real, you are a grumpy old man.
You're so mean.
I'm a grumpy young man. Everybody's young now. Old people, you even say, hey, how you doing, young lady? It's Khloe Kardashian's birthday.
Okay, I was trying to figure out.
She's, I guess I would, least exciting Kardashian or least talked about Kardashian maybe? Or if you had to rank them somehow. People thought she was OJ's daughter. They kept talking about that for a little bit.
Really? Yeah.
I don't know that those rumors. I mean, I don't know that that's not went away, and maybe something to it.
Mainly, Khloe was the only one, right?
Like, but then again, I've seen. You remember what was the was Cinderella? Was that her three sisters?
Ooh, I don't know.
Because they were ugly as hell.
I think Tom Kiefer as soon as you say Cinderella, so
they were
the wrong person.
They
to
were
ask.
They were ugly. But got to go to the ball, but their hot sister, they made them her stay at home and clean the place. And then, but what happened? Did she like end up drinking some cleaning fluids and trip her balls off because she thought she was riding to the thing in a pumpkin?
She did ride there in a pumpkin.
I know, but metaphorically speaking, she was just tripping balls, right? It's like Alice in Wonderland's about tripping acid.
You don't believe in magic?
She heard Umpkin, thought it was Blumpkin.
I've met Irvin Johnson Page. I know he's real. Do you believe in magic?
When you see the Kardashians,
Godmother.
Yeah.
A lot of people with money equate money with intelligence. So people with a lot of money sit around and ponder a lot, and they want to sound smart to somehow fool people that, hey, I got all this money, so I need to sound intelligent. That's kind of what the Kardashians do. I know Kim's almost a lawyer, you know. Yeah, so but she might be the exception, but
still, though, like, I get who the dad was, but the dad primarily known for the OJ case. Otherwise, lawyer Rob probably knew who the guy was. A lot of people might know, but the way they've, and I don't like it, but the way they've changed the culture, like that family, and then you say, well, what are they famous for? Well, because you can't say, well, because she was married to Kanye, or she started her own makeup line or whatever. Like, the true reason they're famous is because...
One person. Yeah.
Literally one.
The genius behind all the businesses.
So wild. 40... I'm going to stick with 45. The number is popping in my head again.
47.
I could be thinking of Fat Boy's pant size. I don't know.
That would be generous. I'm sure it's in the 50s at least.
Hey, I was nice to you the other day, but I felt bad afterwards. Go ahead.
Khloe Kardashian's 41. We're talking about Kris Jenner, if you didn't piece it together. The genius behind all
that. Yeah.
Yeah, she's all the look money at what she pioneered.
But she also made Robert like a big wig in a big game when he wasn't really a big wig. Yeah.
And she learned all that to market herself in the beginning.
But what? That's okay, I'm glad you said that. What was she marketing?
I think she was like...
She's thinking of herself as a brand when there was no brand yet?
She was commercial print model or something.
Huh. I used to model for Family Dollar.
He did.
You want to guess Tobey Maguire on the way out the door?
Sure.
I don't like him, but, you know.
Why not, though?
He was never good.
Pleasantville is a solid, deep-thinking, great movie.
Like, he was in good movies, and he never made them better. Cider House Rules, that was... Michael Caine made
Spider-Man
that movie great.
Got better once he left, you're right. Yeah. I'm more of an Andrew Heathcliff guy.
He's kind of like a nerdy superhero.
Made a ton of money.
I like him.
He's 50.
Yeah, I'd like not to guess his name.
Rest in peace, sir. Happy heavenly birthday, Ross Perot. Can I talk? Can I finish? Can I finish?
Let me finish.
Saturday Night Live defined his legacy.
He would have been 95 years old today.
Oh, God bless him.
He got a respectable percentage of the electorate, right?
Yeah. What about J. Paul Getty? Is he still with us?
He has on middle school in Easley, South Carolina.
I thought
that was Richard H.
Well, he had an address up in... stupid. I was going to do a Gettysburg address.
I was going to say you took a picture, too.
Well, I just realized...
Too soon.
Most of the people still listening live now probably didn't do well in school, so they don't remember that reference. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. I mean, are those that are with College Education's party already at work and in a meeting right now? No. They don't work at work anymore. They work from home. Oh, have a good weekend. We will be back live Monday. That was not a word association about the week of the 4th. We really going to be here.
Now, when I say rewipe, I mean that's what I was actually going
to
do.
Yeah.
During the break. You need to.
You need
to sterilize.
Check our social media. We posted a video of behind-the-scenes thing where, I tell you, Fat Boy stunk it up so bad in here. Paige polished the furniture just to change the smell in here.
She cleaned like a crackhead for some reason.
She was tweaking. Which one is it where you take stuff apart and put it back together and shake your ass?
You gotta clean fast and thorough.
That's right.
I guess. I feel another one coming on.
All right, thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. God bless America. It is good. Wash your hands.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.